Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Coach, it's been a while. How you been?
Very good. Very good, thank you. Yeah, we are, it's been a while, and time has flown by, but it's been excellent to be concentrating on the Sabres and hockey here the last few weeks, and really good to have been at least back at building the team.
Coach, as you spoke with Taylor Hall, he said you called him pretty quick after the process began. It's a player you know very well. I mean, you've coached him, but it's almost like recruiting. What kind of things did you talk about when it came to the team and with the city of Buffalo and those things to let him know that this would be a good fit for him?
Well, it was an easy conversation because I just had to tell him the truth. And you know, we have that trust level, Taylor and I. We developed it early on and we've held on to it over the last decade. And I just let him know what we're doing here. I filled him, you know, in on, first of all, the uniqueness of the market of Buffalo and, you know, the historical side of the Sabres, but also the passion that I can feel here and the opportunity that we have as we grow this into a, you know, sustainable winning organization. And I also spoke to him with pleasure about the core players that we have here. As everybody knows, we've retained 15 of the core players that we felt were the right ones to take with into the next season, and above all, just the philosophy behind the culture that we're growing here, and how much growth we had last season in that regards, and the game that we're playing, and you know, the modern side of the game on our toes, the aggressive side and nature of our defense, and the way we want to play offense. And it was easy. I just filled them in on what we're doing, and it worked. So we're you know, I'm definitely excited for the organization, for the Sabres, that we got a player of that caliber and that personality.
Hey, Coach, Heather Prusak here from the CBS station here in Buffalo. Good to see you. Thanks for doing this. Taylor said that a big reason that he signed was to get the chance to play with Jack Eichel. And he said when he talked to you about Jack and him, he said that they would make a really good pair together. How do you see them really complementing each other on the ice? And do you see them playing together on that top line for you guys?
Yeah, that's definitely going to be an overriding option of the two of them. I know both players so well, and the power that they bring and the speed with which they can execute and the puck possession that they have makes it very exciting. And, you know, it'll also give Jack some more space, and possibly a little bit less of a focus will be on him. And, you know, we see that initially, you know, after the short period of contemplation as a strong option. There's multiple players that could go with them on the right side. That would still be open. But, you know, depending on the game, depending on the opposition, depending on at home or a road, there might be variations on that theme. But in general, you have to be excited when you think of two elite forwards of that caliber attacking the opposition with the system that we have, it will be lethal.
Hey, Ralph. Ted Goldberg from Spectrum News here in Buffalo. Thanks for hopping on. Taylor spoke about the kind of experience that you guys had together in Edmonton. He said that you were a coach that offensive players really enjoyed playing for. He said that even though you guys only had one season together with you as head coach, it was either his best year or it was right up there with the year that he won the Hart. What's the relationship like between you guys? Because clearly you were able, he said that you were able to get the best out of him.
Yeah, I thought at that time when I had Taylor was, I was really hard on him and very demanding. And at the same time, always attacking that with a lot of respect in both directions. And, you know, it's very similar to what developed here organically and naturally with Jack. Is Jack wants to get better every single day, and you need to work with an athlete who's so demanding of himself in that way. And that's how I was with Taylor back then. My goal as a coach is to get the best out of the individuals, but in a way where we work on it together, and there has to be a trust in that kind of approach. And as a result, you need to invest in other things over and beyond the hockey. You have to take interest in them as people. And they're, you know, I'm blessed here in Buffalo to be surrounded by excellent people. Our dressing room is filled with strong characters, and we've added another one with Taylor Hall.
Hi, Ralph. Lance in the Buffalo News. I hope you're doing well. When we spoke to Taylor, he noted that your FaceTime call with him on Sunday morning was really a swaying point, really a turning point as he was weighing his options there. Just asking, was it you who initiated the call? And at that moment in time, Sunday morning, what message did you want to get across as you were getting to the end of the weekend? And I'm sure you had a good sense that Taylor was probably approaching making a decision.
Yeah, no, we had a lengthy call the day and a half before. So that was on Friday night. And he actually asked for that call. He asked for one more one-on-one conversation. And we had already had a real strong call with the Pagulas and Kevin Adams on Friday. And I thought, you know, it was interesting. He wanted one more chat. And, you know, we spoke less about hockey and more about life. And a lot about Buffalo as a city, the quality of life here. And I know that Taylor is not necessarily in hunger of being in a huge city. And, you know, the lifestyle and the balance that you can get in and around the city was important. But I did speak to him mostly on that yesterday morning about the culture again and the philosophy and how I would approach getting the most out of Taylor and what that would entail. And, you know, he was really interested in that. But the conversation was really easy, Lance. You know, it was there. It is that way. If you treat people right, they usually open up to you. And he did that, and I did that, and it was a give and take. You know, he's a win-win for us. He's going to bring a lot of things over and above the player he is, and it'll be exciting.
Hi, Ralph. Mike Harrington here. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Mike.
Along those lines, obviously, it's been a turbulent time here. The general manager was removed and changed out. Much of the front office was removed. And here you are really making the major sales pitch on an $8 million free agent, obviously, from a previous relationship. How much do you kind of see your role having evolved in this organization in general, partly as you've become more comfortable in your own shoes being with this group over the last 17 months?
Yeah, it's just you know, really, really buying into a philosophy. We have a real clear way that we want to execute, the way we want to play, and how we want to communicate, and what kind of, an atmosphere we want in the room. And for that, you need the right people. You need the right people off the ice to start it, to initiate it, to get everybody on the same page, to carry it then on the ice, where it's the most important thing that we can do is that everybody here watching on this screen and all our fans feel that connection to the group. And you all know that I believe a lot in the you know, in the way people are, and that's where it begins, but also the work ethic that we want. And all these players that are coming in now have been targeted with clear responsibilities, with clear roles within the team. And we've gotten stronger in every way, but I'm part of the group. Kevin, the Pegulas, and I have had multiple conversations over the last while. You know, the coaches are involved at my end, the management team with Kevin, and everybody's working towards the same goal. And that's to get the Sabres back into that space that we want to be in, that we are, consistently competitive team in the National Hockey League. And it's really an effort by team that I really have enjoyed these last few months. And I'm optimistic about the way we're moving here, Mike.
Hey, Ralph. John Worrell with the Associated Press. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Just looking at the frustrations that Jack evoked back in May, being fed up with losing, knowing that you came, a point short of making this expanded 2014 playoff, and then all the turbulence that happened in the offseason with the GM change. How much did this team need a signing like this, a player like Taylor Hall, to provide everybody, whether it's within the organization or outside it, a lift to know to proceed down the road of to have something positive happen?
Yeah, no, this was very important for us to move the entire franchise forward, because we do have excellent players in our ranks. And having somebody, the most sought after free agent in the market, choose Buffalo for multiple reasons. My relationship with him is only a piece of the pie. There were so many influences on him over these last few, days and over the last months, before we even were able to speak with him, he was being influenced. And for him to choose Buffalo is a sign that we are doing a lot of things right here. We still have things to work on. We have things to improve on. We lost 6 of our last 7 games, which threw us out of the playoff mix before the season broke down. You know, we were 4 games over 500, and then we went on the West Coast trip that was unacceptable as far as results were concerned. But a lot of good things were happening at the same time in multiple games, and there are a lot of things we're going to take with us into the future. But adding Taylor Hall is a sign from the Pegulas all the way through Kevin Adams and the coaching staff and the organization that we are doing all we can to win now, that we are doing all we can to be competitive now. I felt we were really close last season in multiple ways, but we needed pieces. We needed to strengthen the middle. Eric Staal, Cody Eakin. We needed to improve our depth. We've got Toby Reeder, and we've got the kids, Cousins, Mittelstadt, Thompson, all in the mix. So, we've got 15 strong forwards. We needed to improve the defense on the penalty killing side, and with some experience. And Matt Irwin has come in here. So lots of good things being added to pieces that are already strong. But it's all about getting this going now. So let's hope we get the call soon and we can put this machine in motion.
Hi, Ralph. It's Bill Hoppe. I hope you're well. You spoke to a little bit about your relationship with Taylor, but how has it evolved over the years? I mean, he obviously was a young kid then. Did you stay in contact? Like, how did the relationship evolve from when he was basically almost, in early 20s to today, I guess?
Well, we even spoke about it yesterday. Our first contact was I was new in the NHL as an assistant coach. He was new. He'd been the first pick overall. And at the fitness tests, we ended up alone on a bench by the where we were waiting to see a doctor. And he was my first NHL player that I actually sat together with. And our relationship grew from there. And through those first 3 years, we really went through a lot of conversations as he was evolving as a teenage player does. And since then, there's just been hit and misses, see each other at a world tournament, see each other at an event, once in a while exchange a message. It hasn't been enormous, the contact, but indirectly we've had contact through other people at the same time. And when we spoke for the first time in a while on Friday, it was really intense right off the hop. It was interesting how easy it was, how organic, how much he's grown up. And, you know, he's really, really developed in a wonderful way. So the contact is as it is in hockey, that you kind of have different points of contact, but every one of them was very, very warm, I have to tell you.
Ralph, it's Dan Rosen from NHL.com. One thing Taylor said was the one-year deal means he's betting on himself, but he's also betting on the Sabres. You get a lot of guys who sign multi-year deals. What do you think the difference is with a player like Taylor Hall on a one-year deal?
You know, I have no fear in this at all because I know Taylor Hall. And we get this atmosphere right. We get the results right. And he's having fun. That will be a major driver in him. He has changed teams a few times these last few years. That's not really in his character. He is somebody that would prefer something constant and the parameters to be consistent so that he can execute without thinking and play naturally and instinctually. And he knows that we've got the system that will allow him to do that here. So I am really confident that let's just get going. Let's work it a day at a time. And the end result will take care of itself. It's not the length of the contract that matters in this case. It's how this process evolves. And should it evolve the way I see it, I also see a longer term potential in this relationship for sure.
Hey, Ralph, John Vogel. Glad you're doing well. Pretty much everything Taylor did today was the right thing. Everything from go Bills to talking about getting Jack to the playoffs. What does that mean to you that he not only listened to what you were telling about this organization, but he gets it already?
Yeah, I could really feel that. And when I came to Buffalo, I always thought that there would be a potential for Southern Ontario Link to help us as we evolve and get respect in the league. And it becomes a place where people want to come. I saw that in all the conversations with Eric, with Cody, with Tobias and Matt, the conversations, they made quick decisions. They were all in here. So the word is getting out that we've got a place that it's fun to play in, but it's also one that wants to demand the best of you and get your potential out. But I love the way Taylor already embraced the opportunity of Buffalo and what it means to be a Saber and the history of this storied franchise and the passionate fan base that's here. He gets it all. And I heard bits and pieces of the conversations today, and I truly thought he was outstanding on it and was pleased to hear that too. But you've nailed it there, John. He is definitely already very warm to what's going to happen here. And it'll be an easy integration of Taylor into our environment.
Hi, Ralph. It's Lance again. Obviously, with your experience in Switzerland as a national team coach, you had a great deal of say in how your roster was constructed. You know, you picked the players. I know you didn't always pick the best players. You picked the ones that fit the roles you wanted. What does it mean to you now, I mean, working with Kevin, that you have a voice at the table? And I mean, it's pretty obvious that the types of players and, I mean, the specific players and your connections with them that you've added over the last couple of days, that you certainly have a seat at the table, you have a voice at the table, and you've been giving an influence on how this team is built.
Well, Kevin Adams' style is very inclusive, and he's an excellent listener and also a strong leader when it comes to his processes to make decisions. And for me, when I came to Buffalo, I came here to be a part of a team of people. And just like with my coaching staff, where when I speak, I'm speaking for the room and not just for myself. Kevin carries that same philosophy into the management team. And we are all connected and integrated. And, you know, the Pegulas have been actively involved in all the discussions we've had strategically here over the last months. And we've had very many of those. And It's just a very healthy environment right now. Everything is on the table. Some people will have more know-how here and some will have better contacts there. Possibly I was closer and had more contact with Taylor, but Kevin was closer and had more contact with Eric Staal. And the important thing is that all these players are coming here for the right reason, that they're truly coming here not because we were the last option, but because we were the first option for them. And we have to work hard to build on this feeling that we're getting now when we talk to the players that are coming. And it's just powerful when everybody unites like this in building the organization. And I'm pleased to be right in the middle of the team and nowhere but there, and we'll be actively involved in all. And everybody breaks off then and takes care of their roles at the front. But as we're building this strategically, it's very inclusive, and it's a pleasure to be in this kind of atmosphere.
Ralph, Mike Harrington again. You've talked about the improvements you made at forward and some of the changes on defense. Everyone on the outside, whether in Buffalo or around the league, looks at your team and sees the goaltending as a major question mark, and a lot of goaltenders have moved in the last few days. Where do you stand on your goaltending right now? How much do you think it needs to either need an upgrade from the outside or just be a lot better without, you know, torpedoing the whole thing you're trying to do here?
Yeah, no, thank you, Mike. I mean, we really had stretches from both Ullmark and Hutton of strong goaltending last season. And at the moment, you know, they are our goaltenders and goalkeepers, and we are working hard to work with them through this long break. And as with every position, we are also working with our young players. And if you look at, you know, the development time that we're getting now, it is an abnormal off season. And, you know, if you see that Ukko-Pekka is playing over in Europe, he's played a couple of games already. We do have others in the mix. So let's see how it evolves. For the moment, Mike, this is the way it is. And you know, I would feel extremely comfortable if we begin the season this way. And important is that everybody comes in healthy and in at the top of their game. But we will always do what we think is best for the Sabres, and that means permanently analyzing our goaltending, our defensemen, and our forwards. And you know, there is the possibility that in one of those positions there will be more changes as we move forward. And it is the way great teams evolve, is that you never stop trying to build and never stop trying to get better. And that position is no different than the others. But at the moment, we are staying with the goalies we have and working with them to be the best they can be for us when we start again.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.